The Alter and Kelim has a fascinating Ha'ara in the sixth parsha. Yeah, Yosef says to the brothers, Ani Yosef, Achichem Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayma. Now, look, in the flow of the Pesukim, it doesn't seem to fit so well. Batem Al Teyatzvu, Bal Yirche Be'inin Echem, Ki Mechartem Osi Heino. Ki Lemichya Shlochani Elikim Lifnechem. Vato Loish Atem Shalatem Osi Heino, Ki Elikim. So he seems to be stressing very much it wasn't them, it wasn't their fault, don't get too nervous, everything is fine. But he introduces it with the pasuk, Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Osi Mitzrayma. I'm the one, you sold me here. So that sounds like it's a very strong condemnation of them. Why is he doing that? Look, that was doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the Pesukim. So he says, no, it was to make a... Because the nature of people is when an avla is done, he's always worried about that, you know, it's going to be pulled out and used against him and brought up and discussed, etc. So Yosef knew that if he didn't address it up front and say, listen, this is what you did, and let's move on, right? So they're always going to be worried that eventually he's going to bring it up. The nature of most people, Fasanish says a fascinating thing in conversations. If you have a conversation with somebody, you'll notice that the most important thing the person wants to discuss, he leaves for last. It's the nature of people. We push it off to the end. So we have a conversation with a person, he says he has three things to discuss. You see which one he discussed last. That's the one which he really wants to. Even though logic would be, let's talk about it up front, that's the nature of people. Instead, we push it off to the end. So they're afraid, they would be afraid that this would be indicative of the fact that he hasn't discussed it yet. It's still in the back of his mind. He's going to pull it out. A year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, eventually he's going to pull it out. So Yosef was a chacham, and he says, no, that's not what it is. And he pulls it out immediately and says, listen, here's the deal, this is what happens. To our eyes and to many eyes, people's eyes, that would seem to be like a very harsh way of dealing with something. But at the end of the day, that's much more of a chesed. And it's something to think about in general. Sometimes we have to make decisions to do things which are seemingly difficult and harsh, and usually once they're done, they end up being a bigger chesed for the individuals involved, because we've taken care of it already, as opposed to pushing it off because we're uncomfortable dealing with it. We push it off to the end, and then sometimes we never get to the end because we'll do it next time and next time and next time. But the strength of chesed and the strength of is to understand that sometimes things have to be dealt with up front, and that's the best way of dealing with them. And then when you do that, we're doing a tremendous chesed for everybody involved. Shabbos.